When Griffin was convicted of a nonviolent drug-related felony in 2008, Iowa law was that upon completing probation, voting rights were automatically restored. That changed in 2011 with an executive order by Governor Branstad. Today, voting rights for felons are only restored through petitioning the governor's office. Veronica Fowler of the ACLU of Iowa says Griffin is now a productive member of society and should be able to vote.
Why don't people who are, have served whatever sentences they're given, why aren't they given back the right to vote? They're now productive members of society, so they should be treated like it.
In March of this year, Griffin was tried and acquitted of voter fraud. In 2013, she cast a ballot in a local election, believing her voting rights had been restored and unaware the law had changed. Iowa is one of three states where felons permanently lose the right to vote. The governor's office declined to comment since its legal team has yet to review the lawsuit. I'm Sarah Bowden, Iowa Public Radio News.